July 31, 1902. True charity must be disinterested. As I was in my usual state, I saw my adorable Jesus several times, but always in silence. I felt all confused and would not dare to ask him anything, but it seemed that he wanted to tell me something which wounded his sacred heart. Finally, the last time he came, he told me, "My daughter, true charity must be disinterested on the part of one who does it, and on the part of one who receives it. If there is interest, that mud produces a smoke which blinds the mind, and prevents one from receiving the influence and the effects of divine charity. This is why in many works that are done, even holy, in many charitable cares that are performed, one feels as though a void, and they do not receive the fruit of the charity they do."